Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Hey, Kyle, do you know the Eagles have now postponed that concert till next year?
Oh, man. At least it's postponed, though, and not canceled, so you still
I know,
have
that's
hope.
Twice. I was supposed to go in March, and then I was supposed to go in September. Now it's September of next. These guys keep it up. I might not use their bumper music anymore.
Yeah.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones, and we're joined by one of our frequent contributors. He's both a hunting and a fishing guide, Brad Peterson. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Terry.
It's a little dreary at my place today. You don't live that far away, so probably yours too, but boy, we've had some beautiful weather, haven't we?
Oh, we have. Last week, that warm weather sure got my juices flowing for getting out and catching some fish, and I think got the fish a little bit more active and a little bit hungrier, which is always a good thing when we're going out trying to catch them.
Yeah, I think a lot of things turned the corner last week on where the fish were at. We had a little off and on. It was, you know, it wasn't that atypical a spring that the weather was such a factor. I think it's just, I think a couple things are contributing, Brad. One is the off and on weather, and we had that big snowstorm up here, and so things were up and down. But there's been some really good fishing across the state, if you knew what, and you were willing to adapt to what was going on. Another thing I think is happening, though, and I don't want to dissuade anybody, but we've seen an inordinate amount of fishing pressure because people just want to get out. Are you seeing that?
Oh, it is very much the case. And I think with some of the stay-at-home or safer-at-home policies, what we've seen is there's people working from home, so maybe they're able to get out during the weekdays, whereas normally they'd be only able to get out on the weekends. So I'm seeing a lot of weekdays where the pressure reminds me of what a normal weekend would look like, and then our weekends right now almost look more like a summer weekend. So the pressure on our bodies of water seems to be increased this spring for sure.
Yeah, and with that, we just want, you know, first of all, we want people to get out and enjoy the experience. We're going to tell them what we think is going on, where to find them, how to catch them. That's what we do on this show. But we also want to maybe promote, we've never been a total catch and release philosophy. We've always been, I think, because both you and I come from in fisherman background, is selective harvest. Understand the body of water you're fishing and what taking some fish will do. So as people are out there fishing, whether it's trout fishing or walleye fishing, if it's put and take trout fishing, take a limit or something, those are put there to be harvested, especially on the low level lakes. But maybe a renewable resource like the walleyes, where we have to do stocking or where there's been some interruption, you know, be conscious of that. Take a few for the pan, just don't take a bunch to fill your freezer right now. Let everybody kind of share in it. I think that would be good advice, don't you think?
Yeah, I completely agree, and especially with the walleyes and potentially wiper stockings being interrupted this year, that people really need to think about it, because the majority of our lakes rely, you know, wipers are 100% stocked, and the majority of our walleye lakes rely on stocking of those fish to have a year class. So we're going to be missing complete year classes. Will you notice it this year in your fishing? No. But if we harvest a lot of those fish, we will notice it 2 and 3 and 4 years down the road. So, you know, maybe instead of keeping your limit of 5, maybe keep 3 fish. That's enough for a meal. And, you know, kind of manage that and think about the future when you're thinking about harvesting. And like you say, I know you grew up with it. My dad and a lot of my family members love to have fresh fish. So harvest enough and have yourself a meal. But we don't need to look at trying to fill the freezer for sure.
Now, where can I go catch those fish? I've heard there's some pretty good bites going on, and you took advantage of one of them, I understand.
Yeah, there's good bites going throughout the Northeast lakes. I've fished Jackson and Jumbo both in the last probably 10 days. The Jumbo bite was pretty good, to say the least. There's a lot of fish being caught out there. Most of the fish I caught almost exclusively were trolling, but I know there were people out pulling bait, catching some fish, and a few people out jigging. If you want to stay a little bit closer, Sterling is normally a little bit later lake. So I would say with Sterling, I'd start looking at it about mid-May to late May. But you got Pruitt out there that has great numbers. It's a shallow lake that should be starting. And then Jackson, when I was out there 10 days ago in the afternoon, I found some 60-degree water temperature, and the wipers were starting to get active. So that body of water has potential to really be on fire right now for both wipers and some walleyes. And I know some people that were out there enjoying the large carp that are in the lake. And I tell you what, if you want a good fight, about a 15-pound carp is hard to beat.
Oh, they will pull your string. And you can find them in so many places, ponds and lakes and rivers. And they're harder to catch than people think. They're smarter than people think. But, boy, when you hook into one, it's a fight. Speaking of finding stuff close to home, too, what about some of the smaller lakes and ponds up here up north, the Bodeckers, the Lawn Hagglers, those kind of places?
Yep. Lawn Haggler, you know, it's getting some trout stockings, and the water level is starting to get up in the trees. I would expect the bass to be moving up kind of that pre-spawn staging. I know we talked on Thursday, and both of us had been out to some ponds and had trouble trying to find the bigger bass. And then Friday I went out to ponds and I was catching all 2-pound plus bass. So we're right at that stage of the year where, man, a couple days we've had that warm weather, those warm nights particularly, that let those lakes stay warming up. And those bass should be moving in. Bodecker, the crappies are starting to go. The lake is rising. And again, just getting into the trees. And then both Boyd and Union are fishing pretty decent. They both are getting, or at least Boyd's getting a trout stocking, and there's some walleyes and panfish going on both of those bodies of water. So if people want to get out, there definitely are places to look, whether you know, are looking to stay close, looking to travel a little bit more, and don't overlook the ponds. The water temperature there, they're probably going to be about a week to 2 weeks ahead of the bigger reservoirs as far as where the bites are, but they should be really good for fast action right now.
Now, if you were going to go, it's a little drizzly, rainy today. It's supposed to clear up, but it's going to stay cool. So we're coming off of a front. We're going to get some sunshine the next couple days, a little warmer, but it's not going to be a true bluebird, but it could affect a little bit. But the next couple days, and maybe into the middle of next week, we're supposed to have seasonal but nice weather. If you were to pick a couple places to go, one from shore, one from a boat, where would you go?
Boy, if I was going to go shore fishing, and I know we talk about it a lot, but it probably would be St. Vrain just because of the diversity that's out there. You have so many different ponds to choose from, and if the pond you're on, the fish aren't biting, you know, we both have experienced it in Minnesota where you launch a boat on one lake where the fish aren't biting and you hook up the trailer and you go right across the road. And after you've clean drained and dried your boat, you drop it into the next lake and maybe the bite's going on that lake. So St. Vrain provides that opportunity for variety and able to fish a couple different lakes and chase different species. So shore fishing, I would do that. If I was going to do lake fishing, boy, I think I'd be targeting out east, and the Jackson and the Jumbos would probably be the two that would be high on my list right now.
And another thing with those lakes, because they're not spawn-taking lakes, so you don't have the 18-inch size limit, you can get two or three to take home that'll be nice 16, 18, 15-inch fish. And they've been catching a lot of them up to even 22 inches. Let the bigger ones go, but take two or three, like we said. And, boy, I tell you what, a couple fresh walleyes right now. I know Karen, she produces the show. My wife, Karen, for the folks out there, you know her, of course, is listening in the other room in the other studio office. And she's going to come in and ask me why I haven't brought any walleyes home lately, and I'm going to be in trouble. But you should be able to go out and get some right now, I would think, Brad.
Yeah, I think for the next month, if you're wanting to get into numbers of walleyes, this is the probably the best month to get into numbers when you're out on the northeast part of the state. As you move closer to the Front Range and those lakes take a little bit longer to warm up, that bite continues into June really well. So the next month to 6 weeks is going to be prime time for catching numbers of walleyes, finding those, you know, like we said, those perfect eater size, those 15 to 18 inch fish, and be able to have a fish fry with the family or the people in your house and enjoy it. But it's a good time to get out there. It's not too warm. The bite is good for a variety of fish. And the one fish we didn't even mention a whole lot about east is the crappie fishing. Those fish are just starting to move into the trees. And as soon as they move up to that brush, boy, you can get into some huge numbers of crappies out there too.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that. In fact, next segment, I'm going to talk a little bit. I caught a bunch of crappies in ponds this last week, and that's going to take off in the lakes real soon. Before I let you go, what is Brad Peterson Outdoors doing? I know you guide. What's the outlook for you? What are your current activities?
You know, right now I'm posting some educational stuff on social media, Facebook at Brad Peterson Outdoors and Instagram at Brad P Outdoors. Doing some videos, doing some posts, kind of getting out, feeling out what the bites are like, but kind of really waiting to see where the whole safer at home rules are settling out on guiding. And so currently I'm not booking any trips, hoping maybe about May 15th to start running trips again. And should be going full time, you know, again in June. So if people want information or anything, just contact me through social media. I'm happy to update them on what I know, if I've been out on a body of water, or answer any fishing question they might have, even if that includes, you know, what type of line to use for a cane pole.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you again very soon. Stay safe and try to get outdoors and at least relax a little bit.
Thanks. You do the same, Terry.
All right, Brad Peterson from Brad Peterson Outdoors. We'll take a quick time out. When I come back, we'll wrap up the show, and we may even banter with Mr. Dan Jacobs if he's around, and we'll see what's going on. All that on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.